The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost, except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share the joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world, any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. So in the gospel today, there are four things that our Lord prays for: unity, perseverance, joy, and holiness. Unity so that the church might be one and not cause scandal by being divided against itself. Perseverance that all disciples of Christ might stay true to the faith given them by Jesus Christ, even when confronted by the evil one. Joy that we might find that foretaste of heaven, and holiness, that we might be saved. My brothers and sisters, it's important that we make this our prayer too, both for the church and for ourselves. Because without unity, without perseverance, without joy, and without holiness, what do we have? So pray, pray, and pray some more. God bless you.